Welcome to the Victory World Outreach Podcast. We pray this message brings encouragement and inspiration to your life.
We need to have a clean heart. Someone said, God isn't moved by the heat of our words, but the holiness of our hearts. You think about what James said. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman avails a lot. It's effective. It avails much. But he stresses it's a righteous person, not just anybody who comes before the Lord. Hey, I was a Catholic for many years. I prayed the rosary. I prayed prayers. God didn't hear them because I had iniquity in my heart. I had no real interest in serving God. So the prayers of godly people are heard. He won't turn those away. So if you say, well, Pastor, I'm in trouble tonight. I do have sin in my heart. I'm dirty. Now I'm scared. Well, the good news is God will hear your prayer if you go in repentance. Those are the kind of prayers that God hears. Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. The Bible says he won't despise those. He's near to that lonely attitude. And so we need to ask, am I walking in holiness and am I progressing in godliness? I mean, that's what our purpose is here. And holiness is developed in sanctification. So justification came when you got saved. When you hit an altar somewhere, you said, Jesus, come into my life. You were justified. Glorification comes when we see Jesus face to face. Sanctification is the work right now. It's the work of our lifetimes. That's why we're here. All of our days on earth are meant to, their purpose is to become more like Jesus. That's what God wants for us to do. And so he said, we're not common, but we're set apart. Set apart from the world and for God's pleasure and for his use. I heard a story about Michelangelo, who was, he had a big block of marble, and he was just chipping away at that, chipping away, and a little boy was watching him, and he said, what in the world are you doing? And Michelangelo said, there's an angel inside of here, and I'm going to free him. And of course, he had these beautiful sculptures. Well, that's what our lives are. Our job is to chip away at that old man in our heart. Sanctification means I'm chipping away at that old man, and I'm becoming more like Jesus. How many of you have ever gotten a jury summons? Anybody? I'm not asking how many have been to jail. That's probably a lot of us. I'm talking about you get a jury summons. The judicial authority says, I want you to come here at this time and serve. Well, God has given us a holy summons. He says, I want you to come and I want you to serve. And so that's what we need to do. He calls us to a place of distinction and to be different. And so God does the first work in making us godly. In sanctification, he justified us when we got saved. He gave us righteousness. The power of sin is broken in our lives. The domination of sin has been dethroned. He doesn't have the power over us anymore. And the Apostle Paul said, now we're dead to sin, but alive to God. And so that's the only reason we can even strive for holiness. God had to do his part first. And so he's done that. And so you say, well, then what is my part? What am I supposed to do in order to be holy? Well, Philippians 2:12, Paul commanded believers to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. He says, you got to work it out. You say, well, wait a minute, I got saved. I thought that's all there is to it. No, you got to work it out. You've got to continue building on that. You got to work some things out. You got to chip away at the old man. And the only reason and the only way that we can do that is what he says in the following verse, verse 13, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. And that means that we don't have any excuse for not being godly, or for not pursuing holiness. He says, I give you the desire to do it. I give you the ability to do it. And so we better get busy then being godly. We better get busy. Don't be like the little boy who prayed, God, please make me good, but don't make me good today. Another day. God is the enabler. He's the power source that we have, and he'll help us. If you walk in this spirit, the Bible says you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Pursue godliness. It's worth it. And as I said, sanctification is the work of a lifetime. It's our job to be different. Jesus did the sin-bearing work already at the cross. That part's done. But we have to do the sin-killing work in our lives. I'm not talking about killing somebody else's sin. That would be easy. If I could just go around telling people, hey, you need to get this right. You need to fix this. No, I'm talking about my own heart, getting things right in myself. And too many people, they retard their spiritual growth because they rely on something that happened in the past. Oh, I hit an altar, or I repeated a prayer of salvation. Well, that's good. That means that you are justified. That's a real experience. But that's just the very beginning. You have a whole lifetime to grow. And many, many people are frustrated in their walk with God. And they're confused, and they're covered by a blanket of hopelessness and despair. And they say, why doesn't God answer my prayer? I come to church. I said a sinner's prayer. Why are my prayers not being answered? And I wonder, could it be that I'm paying more attention to my will than God's will? God says, I'm looking for holiness. I'm looking for people that are set apart. And that's important. Hebrews 12:14 says, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Without holiness, you're not going to. Do you want to see God? Do you really want to see God move in your life? Do you want to see God answer your prayers and give you victories? Well, he says the answer is in holiness. The answer is pressing in. Pursuing holiness. Pursuing holiness. As we pray tonight, I just want you to consider your lifestyle. Now, none of us are perfect. I remember a preacher years ago who said, I haven't sinned in, and he named a number of years, I haven't sinned in so many years. And at the time, I was a new Christian, and that just devastated me because I thought, well, I sin every day. And, you know, I look back on that now, and I don't agree with that statement. Maybe he was a much holier man and a much better man than me. But you know what? We all need God's grace. We all need forgiveness. We all need to repent. Repentance isn't just a one-time thing when we got saved. That's a daily thing to examine. Paul said, examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. He was talking to Christians. He was talking to the church. He said, you better look at yourself and make sure you're really saved. Because a lot of times we have an experience with God, and then we go our way, and life gets involved, and things happen, and pretty soon we just drift away, and we're so far off. And that might be the reason why our prayers are not being answered. Amen. I know this maybe was a little straight tonight, but I think it's good. We need to be reminded of that. Amen. Would you bow your heads in prayer this evening? We're going to open up for prayer for everybody. But first, there has to be an examination of our hearts and our attitudes before God. And you need to ask yourself, how am I? Am I living the way I should? Am I righteous? Am I pleasing to God? And if the answer is no, well, the good news is that you don't have to live that way. You don't have to be condemned. You can be saved. And all you have to do is come to Jesus with a broken spirit and a contrite heart and say, God, I'm sorry. You could be made righteous through Jesus' blood. And all it takes is a recognition of my sin and a willingness to repent and say, Jesus, I want to be on your side. I want to do things the right way now. Let me just ask, how many here tonight you're not saved? You say, you know, Pastor, I know I'm in trouble. I'm not right with God. I'm not saved. I need to be saved tonight. I want to be holy. I want to pursue godliness, but I need to be saved. Pray for me, Pastor. I'm not saved. I need to be forgiven of my sins. I want to know that I'm going to heaven. I want to be right with God. Maybe you've been walking with God for a while, maybe many years, but you say, you know what? If I'm really honest, God knows my heart. I'm not living holy. There are things in my life I'm regarding iniquity in my heart. There are secret sin. There is besetting sin in my life. There are things that I know don't belong there. I want to get those things right. I know that God will hear my prayer. Pray for me, Pastor. I want to come back to the Lord. I want to be born again. I want to repent and be saved. Amen. He's a merciful God. He's merciful, and like a mother loves her infant child, God God loves you, and he will never forsake someone who comes to him with the right attitude. Amen? So we're going to pray tonight. In fact, why don't, before we open up to everybody, just pray with me tonight. Would you say this? Say, Dear Jesus, I acknowledge that I have sinned. I am a sinner, but I want to be forgiven. I acknowledge that you died for my sins. And Jesus, you were raised from the dead, and you're able to forgive me. I pray you would wash me now in the precious blood of Jesus. Give me a new life. Be the Lord of my life and direct my steps from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to pray tonight. If you come to God with the right heart, there's no telling what God will do. There's no prayer that's too big or too small for him to answer. He'll heal cancer. He'll save loved ones. He'll take care of those things that seem impossible, those financial burdens that are overwhelming. That's easy for God. But we have to have a right heart. Amen? Amen. Let's just take some time. If you want to kneel, walk around, whatever you feel comfortable doing, we're going to pray for a while, and we're going to see God do some things tonight. Amen.
Thanks again for joining us. If you like this message, subscribe to our podcast channel for more episodes. We would love it if you would rate it and share it with your friends. For more content from Victory World Outreach, and to learn more about us or to support this ministry, go to vwonow.com.